Introduction. Middle-earth in the Elder Days. The character of Turin was of deep significance to my father, and in dialogue of directness and immediacy, he achieved a poignant portrait of his boyhood, essential to the whole. His severity and lack of gaiety, his sense of justice and his compassion. Of Hurin also, quick, gay and sanguine, and of Morwen his mother, reserved, courageous and proud, and of the life of the household in the cold country of Dor Lomin, during the years already full of fear after Morgoth broke the siege of Angband, before Turin was born. But all this was in the Elder Days, the first age of the world, in a time unimaginably remote. The depth in time to which this story reaches back was memorably conveyed in a passage in The Lord of the Rings. At the Great Council in Rivendell, Elrond spoke of the last alliance of elves and men, and the defeat of Sauron at the end of the Second Age, more than 3,000 years before. Thereupon Elrond paused a while and sighed. "I remember well the splendor of their banners," he said. "It recalled to me the glory of the Elder Days, and the hosts of Beleriand. So many great princes and captains were assembled. And yet not so many, nor so fair, as when Thangorodrim was broken, and the elves deemed that evil was ended forever. And it was not so." "You remember," said Frodo, speaking his thought aloud in his astonishment. "But I thought," he stammered as Elrond turned towards him, "I thought that the fall of Gil-galad was a long age ago." "So it was indeed," answered Elrond gravely. "But my memory reaches back even to the Elder Days. Earendil was my sire, who was born in Gondolin before its fall. And my mother was Elwing, daughter of Dior, son of Luthien of Doriath. I have seen three ages in the west of the world, and many defeats, and many fruitless victories." Some 6,500 years before the Council of Elrond was held in Rivendell, Turin was born in Dor Lomin, in the winter of the year, as is recorded in the annals of Beleriand, with omens of sorrow.